Hi, it's Mark Bittman, and welcome to Food. As usual, you can email us at food@markbittman.com. We would love to hear from you, and we will respond. Please subscribe to this podcast and rate us wherever you get your podcasts. And now I'm going to talk for a minute about our new site, which is also markbittman.com, or you can go to bittmanproject.com and see the great work that Kate and our team have done in the last couple of months to put together this beautiful new site, which includes an ever-growing recipe database. We're adding to it every week. It's all tested, successful, simple, wonderful recipes, easily searchable. All the recipes allow you to go into dark mode, which means you can cook using the recipe on your laptop or your iPad or whatever you've got. The screen will not go blank. You can keep your own private notes on those recipes. No one else needs to see them. They're yours forever. And the recipes are much easier to print than before. You'll be adding more and more in the weeks and months to come. We've added more since we launched a week ago. Right now, you can find the gift guide with just books for last-minute gifts. We have the absolute easiest holiday snacks you can make or imagine. And we also have Mike Tiago's love letter to Sancocho, as well as a bunch of other stuff. So check that out, please. Do subscribe to it. We have both free and paid subscriptions. Of course, if you pay, you're supporting our great work and you get additional extra stuff. But definitely check it out. Okay, back in a minute.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
If last week's episode with rock climber and food activist Kate Rutherford wasn't heartwarming enough for you, fear not. We're keeping the good vibes coming. This week, Kate and I welcomed Andre De Keegan, who has worked in the kitchen at the wonderful, magnificent New York City-based charity God's Love We Deliver since 2001, and this year was named the organization's executive chef. Born in the Philippines and raised in the San Francisco Bay Area with roots grounded in the rich traditions of his Filipino heritage and nurtured by the eclectic culinary tapestry of California, Andre's culinary background was shaped by the love and teachings of his mother, whose vegetable garden and generous feasts ignited a lifelong passion for cooking and eating. Despite that, Andre was actually an actor before he became a chef, working on stage across the U.S. and Europe, and he's got that typical actor energy for sure. But his passion for cooking led him to pivot and he graduated from the Culinary Institute of America and worked in restaurants and hotels in New York before he found his way to God's Love, where he is a beloved and integral part of the team there. I was at the God's Love board's holiday party the other night, and I can tell you everybody loves Andre. The holidays are a very special time for God's Love. They served 15,000 meals at Thanksgiving, and their winter feast will be another 15,000 meals, and that's on top of their regular everyday production, which is up to a whopping 13,000 meals. I think you'll feel inspired by Andre's passion for helping to make that happen, as well as his compassion and creativity. It's a fun conversation. You'll enjoy it. It's great to have you. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Of course. Of course.
Andre, you joined the kitchen at God's Love We Deliver in 2001 and recently became executive chef. So you've been there, you know, obviously 2 decades plus. But before that, you were an actor, which we could tell immediately. And then you went to culinary school. And then you cooked around town at restaurants and hotels and at the Food Network.
That's right. What,
can you give us a little bit of that journey and tell us how you landed at God's Love and what it is about it that is making you stay?
After graduating from the American Musical and Dramatic Academy, I was in my early 20s and I was doing a lot of gigs. But like all actors, you had to find gigs between gigs. And I found myself doing restaurant work. And so I was mostly in front of the house, and cooking has always been a passion of mine. I grew up in California, where culinary influences were everything from my Filipino heritage to the Mexican barrio to everything you could imagine in the San Francisco Bay Area. So cooking has always been a passion of mine. And so as I was working in these restaurants between acting gigs, I would be waiting tables, but I would always be back in the kitchen asking the cooks, how does that happen? How do you make that? And pretty soon I was working the line. I'd started off in garmanger filling in on brunch shifts. And then all of a sudden I would be handed a saute station for lunch. And pretty soon I found myself essentially a full-time line cook between acting jobs. And I thought to myself, well, you know, I think we can probably pivot. And we can probably take advantage of another passion you have. So I was able to work in restaurants, go to culinary school, continue that kind of culinary journey, which was a lot like acting, right? So you're bouncing around kitchens everywhere. And you're kind of always looking for the place to call home. I also, when I was an actor, I also volunteered at this organization called God's Love We Deliver. Mm. And I would go there and I would work in the prep kitchen. And I always noticed that whenever I worked a shift at God's Love, no matter what kind of mood I was in when I went into the kitchen, when I left, I was in a much better mood because the mission that everybody was kind of working towards was so important and so joy-filled by that organization that when the time came, I was actually working at the Four Seasons on 57th Street, and I was feeling a little out of sorts making meals for people with expense accounts, and the food was great, but I just felt a disconnect. And an opportunity occurred to join the kitchen of God's Love, and I jumped at it. And I didn't realize I would remain here for 20 years, but I think that feeling of always feeling better after working a shift in God's Love kind of remained with me. And so God's Love became my culinary home.
Yeah, God's Love has that effect on people. I volunteered there a few times ages ago, and I've always wanted to go back, and you know, life happens and I didn't because, you know, time. And then I think I tried to sign up one time and there were no volunteer spots because this place is so beloved. But I did I took my son to the cookie decorating party last weekend, and it was
I saw photos of that, and it looked incredible. I'm so glad you had a great time.
the sugar crash afterwards was, I've never seen anything like it.
Amazing.
But we had a blast. It's just, it's such a fantastic place with all just good vibes.
Oh, terrific. I'm so glad that you enjoyed that. I know Chef Dorothy throws a heck of a cookie decorating party, and it looked like everybody involved had a great time.
Oh, it was a blast. We had so much fun. Awesome. I want to know how the kitchen has changed, because you've been there for 20 years. So what kinds of changes have you seen in terms of meals that are made, innovations in the kitchen, just evolution in general?
Sure. I mean, you know, the year was 2001, right? So back in those days, we were making about 500,000 meals a year. Mm. And all of our meals were delivered to our clients hot. And we were primarily an HIV and AIDS support organization. And I think one of the innovations that affected us the most was, a little after I got here, we changed to a frozen and chilled delivery program. So what that allowed us to do, firstly, because people with HIV and AIDS, by 2001, their health outcomes started getting better. The pharmaceutical cocktails started getting better. And they were no longer homebound in the same way they had been, right? And so when we started delivering chilled and frozen food to our clients, they didn't have to wait around every single day for our meals, right? They could get a week's worth of meals in one day, which opened up their schedule and their quality of life. That frozen meal program also allowed us to deliver food in a more food-safe way, right? So we didn't have to ensure food remained at 140 degrees from the moment it left our kitchen to the moment it hit their doorstep, right? So it was just like a win-win for everybody. And it was soon after that that we also started feeding people with other diagnoses. It just seemed like our mission of medically tailored meals was so needed that we could help more people than just the folks who are living with HIV and AIDS. We now help people living with more than 200 different diagnoses.
Wow.
Right? And so those are some of the reasons our mission has expanded and our reach has been able to help even more people. So it's those kinds of things in the beginning that created the groundwork for the growth that we're seeing now.
You said 500,000 meals 20 years ago. How many is it now?
All right. So last year, we did 3.6 million meals last year. And this year, we are projected to hit, I think, about 4.2 or 4.3 million meals. So it is a heavy lift. But again, it just goes to show you how important the work we do is here and how kind of life-affirming it is. Medically tailored meals, it is the wave of the future. You know, I think it's more than just food, right? It is food that is specifically geared and nutritionally geared to help the health outcomes of our clients. As a company, as an organization, we're kind of spearheading this movement in the country, right? Low-cost, high-impact intervention improves the health and saves critical healthcare dollars, right? Here's a couple of data points. I hate to just kind of throw numbers at you.
We can handle a few.
It has been demonstrated that individuals with complex health conditions, medically tailored meals lead to 70% less emergency department visits and 49% fewer inpatient admissions.
It's incredible. Right?
So these are just like hard numbers. They affect the health outcomes of the people we're serving. It's so important.
Those are incredible numbers. We're curious about the actual cooking. Like, is there a lot of recipe developing? Is there room for creativity? I could imagine it being really tricky and that once you settle on a formula, you sort of stick with it. But because you are making these medically tailored meals, but I don't, that's the question. What are you doing to change things up?
Well, you know, that is one of my favorite parts of this job is recipe development. And it does come with challenges, and it takes a lot of collaboration with our nutritionists. You know, we have a terrific department of certified, registered dietitian nutritionists who we collaborate with to make sure that our meals are healthy and geared toward helping our clientele. Now, that being said, I'm a cook, I'm a chef, right? And so my goal has always been to develop recipes and develop menu items that remind me of the things my mom used to make for me when I was feeling sick, right? The food is love. The food is medicine, right? And so I think about the Filipino kind of congee that she used to make for me. It's like a rice porridge, and she'd throw chicken wings and gigantic slivers of fresh garlic in there. And that food to me was so comforting and nourishing. And that's kind of my attitude towards recipe development. Our food doesn't have to be super fancy. I think it has to be authentic, and it should comfort. We have a diverse amount of cooks and chefs in this kitchen, and they're from all over the world, from, you know, the Southern Delta to Sub-Saharan Africa to the Caribbean to Central America. And we utilize all of these influences in our cooking here. New York City is the most diverse place in the world, and we want our menu to speak to that. I want a client, no matter where they are or where they come from, I want them to be able to pick a certain part of our menu and says, you know, say, that speaks to me. That speaks to the kind of food and the kind of flavor pairings that I grew up with and that are comfort to me, right? As far as cooking is concerned, you know, these flavor profiles that I'm speaking of from all over the world, those are influences, and those are inspiration. And we always try to shake things up. We always try to develop new recipes for our clients. And, you know, again, we collaborate with our nutritionists to make sure it's meeting the nutritional needs, but it is definitely the fun part of making meals here, is developing things.
I can imagine. I mean, you said you have you probably have the most diverse clientele of any food service operation anywhere.
No kidding. I know. And it's really fun cooking for that group of folks, right? You know, we serve all five boroughs and parts of Westchester and parts of New Jersey. And I can only imagine the different amounts of languages that are spoken. And, you know, people break bread with our food. It's a really meaningful thing, you know, and it's a meaningful thing in particular because these are clients who are too sick to cook or provide meals for themselves. So I think what we're doing here is really important work.
God bless New York.
Yes.
Stay tuned for more from me, Andre, and Kate.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
We're all drinking more water these days, and we're all concerned that we're drinking safe, clean, unpolluted water. Yet, according to our friends at the Environmental Working Group, 3 out of 4 homes in the United States have harmful contaminants in their tap water. That's why it's worth checking out AquaTrue. AquaTrue purifiers use a 4-stage reverse osmosis purification process, and their countertop purifiers work with no installation or plumbing. They remove 15 times more contaminants than ordinary pitcher filters and are specifically designed to combat chemicals like PFAS, you know, those forever chemicals, in your water supply. PFAS, by the way, is found in almost 45% of U.S. tap water. AquaTrue has water purifiers to fit every type of home, from installation-free countertop purifiers to higher capacity under-sink options. Their proprietary purification technology is independently tested to remove over 80 of the most harmful contaminants, including chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, PFAS, nitrates, and many, many others. The filters are affordable and long-lasting, and they do not need changing every 2 or 3 months like so many others. They last from 6 months to up to 2 years. Just one set of filters from their classic purifier makes the equivalent of 4,500 bottles of water. Less than 3 cents a bottle. Plus, you won't be buying bottled water, and it'll save the environment from tons of single-use plastic waste. AquaTrue comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee and makes a great gift. Today, listeners to Food with Mark Bittman receive 20% off any AquaTrue purifier. Just go to AquaTrue.com, that's AquaTrue.com, and enter code Bittman at checkout. For 20% off any AquaTrue water purifier, go to AquaTrue.com and use the promo code Bittman, B-I-T-T-M-A-N. Have you ever bought something, owned something that really inspired you to up your game? A tennis racket, a new pair of running shoes, a new piece of cooking equipment that made you just want to cook your brains out? I know that when I first started cooking on induction burners, I just couldn't stop. It was so much fun. When we own exceptional things, they inspire us to do exceptional things. The all-new Lexus GX has an exceptional capability that will have you seeing possibilities you never knew existed. Its advanced technology and luxurious interior mean that wherever you go, you'll never go without. Some of the features that are available on this car include Dynamic Sky Panorama Glass Roof, Front Row Massaging Seats, you know you want that. Available 33-inch all-terrain tires, which you will want when you check out the multi-terrain select. These are really great features, the kind of features that will make you proud and happy to own a Lexus GX. Live up to the all-new Lexus GX, luxury beyond limits. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer.
In terms of collaboration with, we're talking about collaboration with other chefs, we should talk about the Culinary Council a little because, well, Mark's on the Culinary Council of God's Love with Amanda Freitag, who I got to That's meet right. over the weekend. And I think my son has a crush on.
I think we all have a crush on Amanda.
Yeah, I said to him afterwards, is Amanda your girlfriend? And he yelled, she is not my girlfriend, and like turned bright red. But he was like, just enamored. I mean, she's pretty great.
That's amazing. Collaboration's a huge part, whether it's from the cooks who are in the kitchen every day or to the important work that our culinary council members do. Mark, I just want to let you know, your soup, your smoky winter squash, braised winter squash soup was the hit of our Thanksgiving menu.
Oh, awesome.
It was a real pleasure to make that. I got nothing but awesome feedback, and thank you so much for that. And like I said, the collaboration we have with the Culinary Council is really incredible and really meaningful. Not Natasha Pickowitz, who's our neighbor across the street at Altro Paradiso. She developed a mince and puree dessert for our winter feast. Amanda has been a huge supporter of God's Love for many, many years, and her smiling face in the kitchen is always a pleasure to have, and she's developed recipes for us in the past. It's just an amazing thing to see an industry kind of support our organization and our mission, because I think, what we do here speaks to the culinary industry and the food industry, because it's food at its most essential, right? Nourishing people's bodies and getting them back on the road to health.
Since you are a charity, and I mean, the name says it all, the holidays must be a special time for you and for your team, in addition to being a busy one. Do you want to talk a little bit about what it's like right now?
The holidays are the greatest time to be involved with our organization. From November through December, it's kind of lights out, all hands on deck. We're doing both our Thanksgiving meal and our winter feast, which we are in the middle of preparing right now. Both of those meals are up 25% from last year. So Thanksgiving, which included your beautiful soup, was 15,000 meals. And our winter feast is 15,000 meals. And this is on top of the regular production that we're doing every day to get the meals out to our clientele. So we're open. Our kitchen is open 7 days a week, except for Thanksgiving weekend, Christmas weekend, and New Year's weekend. Right now, like I said, we're in the middle of producing our winter feast. We're doing Melba Wilson's beef braised in red wine with roasted vegetables and kasha varnishkas, as we always do, which is that is definitely something that is not leaving our holiday menu. We're doing a mango glazed salmon with Gloria Estefan's black beans and rice, a vegetarian portobello mushroom casserole, and a roasted parsnip and apple soup. And we got 4,000 pounds from our wonderful partners at Heermans Farms, 4,000 pounds of parsnips that are just the most beautiful farm-to-table parsnips you've ever seen. And I'm so excited to get those into the soup. Chef Dorothy, our friend. Yeah, parsnips. I know. It was originally going to be a parsnip and pear soup, but I had to change it to apples because pears were so expensive. I was like, oh my God. So it's a pear and apple soup, but it's still delicious. Chef Dorothy is preparing a peppermint crunch cookie, and all this stuff is going out next week, and then we'll finally be able to catch our breath for a couple of days before coming back and doing it all over again. So it is an amazing lift, and our numbers continue to rise. And we're trying to meet those needs. But yeah, the holidays are great because, it's funny, we're super duper busy, but everybody's in such a great mood. It's a really wonderful time. And I'm sure Kate can attest to it since she was just here. I think, when you have kind of holiday music going and people are plating up food or scooping up cookie dough or, brushing salmon with a mango glaze, it's a really good feeling. And it's a wonderful time to be here, even though it is definitely a crazy time.
I mean, adding 10,000 meals a day, 15,000 yeah. meals a day.
Yeah. It is the numbers are bonkers, but my team is just incredible. The kitchen team And, you know, all the way to the delivery team and the team, our fulfillment team that packages these meals and gets them ready for our clients. Like, everybody is working overtime and just making sure that the holiday spirit kind of just continues into our clients' lives and they don't feel left out, right? Something kind of joyous and special comes to their houses this time of year from us. And yeah, it makes it worth it.
It's cool. It's so great.
It's pretty amazing. Can you share like a special holiday story or anecdote that's happened over the years? It could be with a client, it could be in the kitchen, but I mean, I bet you have a ton of them, but is there something that stands out?
So every Thanksgiving, the first cook gets into the kitchen, usually around 1 o'clock or 1:30 in the morning. Last year I did it and I remember walking to the subway to go to work and my local pizzeria was still open from the night before. And I was thinking to myself, wow, this is pretty early. So Thanksgiving starts and a wonderful part about Thanksgiving is we have thousands of volunteers that come and help us deliver our Thanksgiving meal, traditional turkey stuffing, yams, mushroom gravy, you know, cranberry sauce, all made in-house. And it all goes out to our clients and volunteers start lining up at about 8 o'clock to get their bags to deliver to our clients. And before they leave, they go through this gauntlet of, I believe it's called the Royal Court. And they are, I think, about six of the most fabulous drag queens on the planet. And they send away all the volunteers with Thanksgiving magic and they're dressed to the nines. And it's 9 o'clock in the morning and it's Thanksgiving morning. It can be cold and sometimes it's the weather's kind of miserable. But every year, the Royal Court shows up and just makes me feel so special to be kind of part of this, part of that day. That's the thing that kind of pops into my mind is the view of the Royal Court. It's amazing.
The view of the Royal Court.
You know, if I could just speak to that kind of attitude, you know, God's love. We started out as an HIV and AIDS support. Right. And that has allowed our organization to have such dedication from the LGBTQ community, the theater community, the fashion community, in a way that really, between you and me, I think has really saved our asses, you know, many times. There where other nonprofits have folded, God's love has grown. And I think a huge part of that is the dedication and kind of ownership that communities around the city have taken with God's love. And I consider it an honor because, really, we have volunteers who've been coming here for decades. And they intermingle with volunteers who were coming in for their very first shift. And it creates community. And we're a volunteer-driven organization. And the community that these volunteers create and the love that they show our organization is just, it's really inspiring. And I have to sing it to the highest mountaintops that the volunteers really are the heart of the organization.
I'm sure that's right. And it's inspiring. It's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, we've got 19,000 individual volunteers over the course of the past year. And that continues to grow as our mission expands and our needs are being met.
So great. The whole operation is really an inspiration. It's done such wonderful work over the years. It's nice to meet you and get a chance to talk about this.
Oh, thanks, Mark.
We only have one more question, which we ask everybody, and that is, what did you have for dinner last night? Everybody thinks it's funny, too, but it's not funny.
It's serious. It's a serious question, Andre.
It's not funny. Okay. So the serious question is...
We've had some pretty funny answers, though.
We had leftovers, but the leftovers were my mom's picadillo, which is one of my favorite meals. Mm. And my 16-year-old daughter, she thinks it's scrummy. It's a Filipino dish of ground beef and diced vegetables with soy and garlic and paprika. And it's just that comfort food that says my mom to me. It's served over a big bowl of white rice, and nothing says kind of like Filipino comfort than a bowl of my mom's picadillo.
We need the recipe for that, actually.
We do. Well, this was so much fun.
Oh, thank you, guys.
Yeah, thank you, Andre.
I just want to say three things. If anybody needs our services, please reach out to godslovelydeliver.org. And if you're willing to help, you know, you can go to godslovelydeliver.org. You can donate. You can volunteer. It takes a village. It takes a city. We would love your help, and we would love to help people in need. So just reach out.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks again, Andre.
Mark, Kate, lovely to meet you. We'll talk soon.
Hope we can meet in person sometime soon.
Very good. Bye now.
Bye.
This is a recipe we developed especially for God's Love We Deliver for smoky braised winter squash soup. It's in the God's Love holiday catalog. And really good, if I do say so. So start with 2 tablespoons of vegetable oil, high quality, of course, a chopped onion, 1 tablespoon of burlap and barrel / God's Love We Deliver smoke and garlic blend. Great stuff. 1 tablespoon of chopped ginger, 1.5 pounds of butternut or other winter squash, peeled and chopped. It's about 4 or 5 cups. 1 cup of coconut milk, ideally stock or water, or milk or cream for that matter. Salt and pepper and chopped cilantro for garnish. This will take you about 2 or 3 hours, but only about 30 minutes of working, and it will serve 6 to 8. And it will also be on our website, so you don't have to take such active notes. But let me read quickly through the instructions. Put the oil in a large pot over medium-high heat, and when it's hot, add the onion and cook, stirring occasionally until it softens, about 3 to 5 minutes. Add that spice blend and ginger, lower the heat a little, and stir until the onion just starts to brown and the spices are fragrant, about 2 minutes more. Add the squash and the coconut milk or whatever you're using, sprinkle with salt and pepper, and bring to a boil. Then cover and adjust the heat so that it bubbles steadily. Cook, stirring once or twice until the squash is tender. That'll take 20 minutes or so. Check the pot periodically and add a little more liquid if the squash starts to stick. If the squash is done and the mixture is still soupy, remove the lid and increase the heat so the liquid bubbles. Cook until it's thicker than stew, thick and creamy. Taste and adjust the seasoning. Garnish with cilantro and serve hot or warm. This will serve 6 to 8 people and take you about 1/2 hour to do, no more than that. If you don't have or don't have time to get that special spice blend from Burlap and Barrel, which really is good, use a little garlic and a dash of liquid smoke instead. Well, if that wasn't holiday warmth, I don't know what is. Follow God's Love We Deliver on Instagram and Twitter at God's Love NYC and on Facebook at God's Love We Deliver. And please, if you're interested in donating or volunteering or both, head to glwd.org. Nice website, too, with some of our recipes there. Thank you for listening. Thanks to my co-host and producer, Kate Bittman. Thank you, as usual, to our wonderful engineer, Davis Lloyd. If I'm sounding okay as you're listening to this, it's thanks to him, because I don't sound okay to me. Have a great holiday, and we will talk to you next week and bring you somebody amazing. Thanks for listening.
Hold up. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's stamps.com, code PROGRAM.